Welcome to the Deep Dive, where we cut through the noise to get you informed fast. This deep dive is provided by Thomas Augeyer and Frenes, based on the most relevant posts on LinkedIn about AI in B2B marketing in CW3334. Frenes is a B2B market research company working with enterprises to optimize their campaigns with account and executive insights far beyond AI. Today, we're diving into the absolute latest in AI for B2B marketing, pulling directly from the most relevant posts and conversations we've seen on LinkedIn over the past couple of weeks.
That's right. And for this deep dive, we've noticed those conversations really clustering around three big pivotal areas. First, the explosive growth of agentic AI. These are AI systems designed to operate autonomously, you know, making decisions and executing tasks toward a goal rather than just following rigid rules. Second, the emergence of entirely AI-native go-to-market or GTM stacks.
And crucially, the practical realities of data quality and human enablement. That's a fascinating balance, isn't it? The sheer potential of AI, but also, well, the grounded challenges of making it actually work.
Absolutely. Our mission today is to give you a really clear picture, balancing those genuinely exciting wins and breakthroughs with the sober, actionable guidance for implementation. You'll hear where human expertise remains absolutely essential. And our goal, as always, is to get you well-informed quickly on the most critical shifts happening right now.
Indeed. Well, let's kick things off with our first major theme then. The rapid rise of autonomous SDRs and GTM agents. This is a topic that's been generating a tremendous amount of buzz, and I imagine for good reason. What kind of impressive results have you seen popping up on LinkedIn that illustrate this?
Yeah, the examples are genuinely eye-opening and truly show AI's capabilities when applied strategically. Mm-hmm. We saw Elon Aseo, for instance, sharing the story of an AI SDR named AMY that's autonomously booking, like, 9 meetings a day. That's over 100 qualified meetings a month, apparently leading to an 85% reduction in SDR costs for one client.
85%, wow.
Right. And James Brooks observed an AI SDR booking 19 meetings in just one afternoon, engaging over 700 leads simultaneously in both English and Spanish.
700 leads at once.
Yeah. And Smith shared a workflow where an AI SDR booked 11 demos before lunch, specifically with ideal customer profile or ICP leads, meaning, you know, prospects who perfectly match a company's best fit criteria.
Wow. Okay, my mind immediately goes to the sheer efficiency. 19 meetings in an afternoon, 11 before lunch.
Yeah.
That's just a different scale entirely. But my gut tells me it can't be all wins. What's the counter narrative here?
Huh.
Are human SDRs truly becoming obsolete? Or are there still significant limitations where these AI agents fall short?
It's a crucial question, and the LinkedIn discussions definitely provided a balanced perspective. The fundamental insight here is that buyers still overwhelmingly prefer human interaction for trust-based relationships. Chris Ritson's post, for example, revealed that a striking 98% of C-suite buyers prefer to do business with humans.
98%.
Yeah, and 96% reporting stronger trust. He also noted that only about 23% of companies trialing AI SDRs reported success, which are pretty tough odds.
That's a stark contrast to those impressive booking numbers. What's going wrong in those, you know, 77% of unsuccessful trials?
Well, often it comes down to a foundational issue, data quality. Many practitioners like Michael Heiberg and Viraj Damani, they emphatically highlighted that most AI GTM agents fail not because of weak models, but due to fragile or poor data. It leads to what they call garbage in, garbage out.
Right. Makes sense.
And JB DeGhenny also pointed out that AI SDRs often fall short because they focus on the wrong aspects, like maybe generic list building instead of true personalization, which just doesn't resonate. Kevin Paul even shared a personal experiment where his AI SDR pulled in nearly 1,000 leads and sent 941 emails.
Okay.
But booked zero meetings.
Yeah.
It really illustrates those gaps in quality over just sheer quantity.
So it's not necessarily the AI's intelligence, but the quality of his inputs and its strategic application that's often the bottleneck. If buyers overwhelmingly prefer humans and data quality is such a significant challenge, are we looking at hybrid models becoming the standard rather than, say, a full AI takeover?
Yeah, absolutely. That seems to be the clear consensus shifting on LinkedIn. It's towards what many are calling hybrid sales machines.
Yeah.
People like Alesia Krilishin and Yuri Vremshik brilliantly articulate this. Yuri famously summarized it as AI plus human. Cool, scalable outbound.
AI plus human. Okay.
Yeah. The narrative here is that AI agents are perfect for the heavy lifting. Lead validation, precise persona building, setting up multi-touch sequences. This then strategically frees up human SDRs to excel at what they do best. building genuine relationships, navigating complex edge cases, and driving strategic experimentation. We're even seeing entire agencies like Wormley's Worm Legency, which Maximus Greenwald's introduced, being built explicitly around this human AI partnership. Yeah. They have Worm Legionnaires certified in GTM tools and AI prompt writing.
That makes perfect sense. AI handles the scale and the repeatable tasks, while humans bring the nuanced judgment and relationship building. It sounds like a really powerful collaboration.
It truly is. And Priyanka S. further detailed a very practical 6-step workflow for building an AI SDR for lead gen campaigns. It illustrates how AI integrates with existing data enrichment and sales engagement platforms. The key takeaway is the seamless journey, right? From initial lead discovery on platforms like LinkedIn, through automated data enrichment, to AI-powered qualification using models like GPT-4, and finally, automated outreach. James Shannon also explained how AI BDR tools automate contact database building and personalize emails, allowing BDRs to focus on actual connections.
Right.
It shows how these specialized tools are combining forces to create powerful, efficient workflows.
So if AI isn't simply replacing humans, but truly becoming an incredibly powerful teammate, you know, an augmentation, that raises a fascinating question. What kind of technology are we seeing emerge to support these new hybrid teams? What does this new operating system for go-to-market actually look like?
Well, that leads us directly into our second theme, the rise of AI-native GTM and CRM stacks. These are quickly becoming the new operating system for B2B marketing. Samir Dhanavay put it beautifully, saying that AI isn't just a tool, it's becoming the operating system of modern marketing. It's embedded at every layer for hyper-personalization, predictive insights, and operational efficiency.
Right. Embedded, not just bolted on.
Exactly. John Miller urged a fundamental shift from viewing AI as just an assistant to existing processes to AI being the process where reasoning replaces rigid rules. Olivier Medel warned that SaaS leaders still duct taping CRMs are falling behind as the manual OS collapses. He really emphasized the urgent need for AI-driven GTM. And Sangram Vajare reported that AI is now basically a baseline expectation for buyers driving precision and performance.
So it's not just an add-on, it's a fundamental rethinking of the entire infrastructure. This naturally raises an important question. What does this mean for traditional CRM systems that, you know, many companies have invested so much in?
It signals a significant disruption. What Louis G highlighted and what Adyo's impressive, what was it, $52 million raise?
$52 million, yeah.
And Oracell's ambitious launch clearly demonstrate is a fundamental shift. AI isn't just being bolted onto existing systems anymore. The truly disruptive insight here is that investors are now backing companies built from the ground up with AI at their core. They see them as the next generation of operating systems for GTM.
A direct challenge, then.
Absolutely. A direct challenge to legacy CRMs, suggesting that simply adding AI features to an old architecture may no longer be enough. Robbie Purimi further emphasized that scaling AI across revenue organizations demands real investment. We're talking data fabric, orchestration layers, agent libraries, observability. It goes far beyond mere pilots and plugins.
This sounds like a massive shift, not just in tools, but in how teams are structured and what skills are valued. What are the new roles emerging in this AI-native GTM world?
Yeah, this is a critical area of evolution. Patrick Spychalski, Kyle Poyar, and Alex Lindell all pointed to the GTM engineer role as becoming absolutely critical. These are the people designing, automating, and maintaining these AI-enabled revenue systems. Alex Lindell described GTM engineers as pioneers of an AI-native era, treating large language models and automation APIs as, like, their default canvases for thinking and creating.
GTM engineers, okay.
And beyond that, Alex also noted new specialized roles emerging, like GTM agent builders, agent managers, prompt engineers, generative engine optimization or GEO managers, and even answer engine optimization AEO managers. It's a completely new landscape of expertise.
That's a fascinating evolution of job titles. It also suggests significant investment and growth in companies leading this charge. What are some market highlights that underscore this trend?
The market is definitely showing strong signals of this shift. Clay, for instance, announced a massive $100 million Series C funding round at a $3.1 billion valuation.
Wow, $3.1 billion.
Right. Reinforcing the emergence and value of these AI-native GTM roles, as noted by Patrick Spychalski and Alex Lindahl, Elric Liglor from Lemlist highlighted their achievement of $34 million in ARR by expertly combining a unified platform, quality data, and AI-assisted operations. Akshay Kumar Bhatta also positioned Prism by Pixyz as an AI-powered marketing command center, you know, streamlining data into actionable insights. Alex Vaca detailed a winning AI sales stack, stressing the importance of accurate B2B data, reliable data enrichment, robust engagement platforms. And Michelle Lama curated over 2,000 AI sales tools, offering top picks across various categories, from AI agents to data enrichment. The ecosystem is just exploding with specialized solutions.
It's clear that the tools are rapidly evolving and new roles are emerging to manage them. Okay, let's shift our focus now. How is AI transforming content creation, SEO, and creative automation? It's not just about writing a simple blog post anymore, is it?
No, far from it. The discussions on LinkedIn emphasized AI as more of a co-creator and assistant, amplifying human capabilities rather than entirely replacing the creative thought process. Anne Hanley's early data, for example, suggested that content creators who use AI to assist at certain stages tend to outperform those who just offload the entire writing process.
Interesting distinction. Assist versus offload.
Exactly. Rachel Roundy expressed excitement about using internal GPTs as persona agents to get content feedback and create modular content quickly for, say, one-to-one ABM programs. And Harit Gara noted that AI is taking the guesswork out of demand cultivation by predicting trends, personalizing content at scale, and identifying crucial intent signals.
So it's about making us better, more strategic, not replacing us. That's a great distinction. But how is AI changing the very foundation of how content is discovered, especially with search engines evolving so rapidly?
Yeah, this is a massive ongoing shift. Marcus Sheridan stressed that we're at the beginning of a new era of search where AI platforms will actively choose what to show and recommend. He urged marketers not to wait 10 years to pay attention.
Don't wait. Got it.
P. Blake Renda and Vilev Love's article on the rise of AI-powered search in 2025 explored how these new answer engines are fundamentally changing SEO and consumer behavior. Daniel DeVries even stated that Google's AI overviews have kind of broken the traditional B2B marketing playbook. It's leading to organic traffic drops and users seeking validation on community platforms, which means we need to move toward proactive outreach and signal-activated engagement.
That's pretty significant. If AI is changing search so dramatically and potentially diverting traffic, what does this mean for how we build trust and relevance with our audience? It sounds like the old rules are definitely out the window.
Exactly. The core insight Liza Adams stressed is that genuine helpfulness and deeply understanding customers are now more critical than ever, not just chasing algorithms. She noted that platforms like Reddit and Wikipedia are frequently sourced by AI because they answer real questions in real language. Businesses need to build trust by providing signal, not just noise.
A signal, not noise. I like that.
On the practical side, Rainer Ressica found measurable and scalable results by combining AI-led reactivation, AI SEO, and AI audits. Jean-Baptiste Isnard offered a guide using targeted AI prompts to audit and optimize sales funnel stages, from top of funnel right through to retention. And Neil Patel provided a clear plan for rethinking content strategy for the AI era to create truly engaging content and scale results.
It really puts B2B marketers in a fascinating position, doesn't it? The efficiency gains are undeniable, but so is that fundamental human need for trust. It's a real tightrope walk.
Indeed. And it makes you wonder, what's the bedrock for all these powerful new systems? Because ultimately, these impressive capabilities, from agentic outreach to hyper-personalized content, they're only as intelligent and effective as the information they're fed. This brings us to our final and perhaps most critical theme: data quality, measurement, and the indispensable human element. If we connect this to the bigger picture, all these impressive AI systems are only as good as the data they're built on.
You know, we heard earlier that most AI agent failures are tied directly to poor data.
Yeah.
What does this really mean for companies that are investing heavily in AI right now? It sounds like a huge foundational problem if they don't get this right.
It truly is. Michael Heiberg and Viraj Damani strongly reiterated that AI GTM agents simply cannot function effectively with junk data. It just leads to inefficient automation at scale. The insight from Jason M. Lemkin underscored the need for dedicated AI teams to train and continuously tune AI applications. We're talking weeks of initial training and then daily tuning. Daily. He warned that without this significant investment in data and oversight, you'll inevitably get garbage in, garbage out. Kinar O'Brien highlighted that for enterprise CMOs, the top priority in the age of AI is making first-party data phenomenally useful across the entire GTM organization, focusing on collecting meaningful signals and using AI for evaluations. Alan Wiedema reinforced this with a webinar on building an AI-ready marketing stack founded on clean data and proper segmentation.
So it's not just about having data, but having useful, clean, actionable data that's continuously refined.
Okay. What about the human side of all this? Are we just becoming button pushers, or is AI actually amplifying our unique human skills and making them more valuable?
That's where the true opportunity lies, and the discussions were very clear on this. Richard F. Purcell argued that enablement tech, he emphasized that AI alone cannot solve the last mile of execution for complex tasks, advocating for combining AI with human enablement.
Right, the last mile. Hang Black cautioned against using AI to imitate authenticity, stressing that AI should do the doing, locating, researching, summarizing, so humans can continue the thinking, focusing on analysis and creation. Angelie Mullins highlighted that while AI transforms work, it amplifies what makes us uniquely human. Critical thinking, adaptability, and authentic voice, these become more valuable than ever. Toby Banjoko emphasized that AI should be a strategic co-pilot, processing market intelligence while humans focus on brand decisions and authentic relationships. And Alex Fine shared personal experience of achieving, like, 10x productivity gains with AI, framing AI not as job replacing, but as a multiplier of human capability.
This is a profound shift, truly making AI a strategic partner, not just a tool. It really empowers us to achieve far more. So what does this all mean for you, the B2B marketing professional, as you navigate this evolving landscape?
It means that AI isn't just about automation. It's fundamentally about precision and performance. As Sangram Vajiri pointed out, AI is now a baseline expectation for buyers. Teams that aren't AI-enabled risk becoming invisible to a buyer who already expects that level of sophistication and personalization. It's about leveraging this technology to elevate your strategy and impact.
And there you have it, a comprehensive deep dive into the top AI and B2B marketing trends from LinkedIn over the past couple of weeks. We've covered the rise of agentic AI and its practical applications, the exciting shift to AI-native GTM stacks, the new era of content and SEO, and the undeniable importance of clean data and human oversight. If you enjoyed this deep dive, new deep dives drop every 2 weeks. Also check out our other editions on account-based marketing, field marketing, channel marketing, MarTech, go-to-market, and social selling.
And as Alex Fine recently noted, you have two choices. Lean into AI, study hard, and become the 10x version of yourself, or watch others leave you behind. My advice, pick one AI tool tomorrow, spend an hour with it, experiment, invest in yourself. Once you start, you'll probably wonder why you waited. This stuff is truly addictive, you know, in the best way possible.
Fantastic advice. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss our next exploration into the ever-evolving world of B2B marketing.